Okay, here we are in Founders Plaza, adjacent to the Union Station, which was the principal and remains the principal train station of the city, and the former Dallas Morning News headquarters, built in the 40s, fronted by the Rock of Truth, where you can see George Bannerman Dealey's mantra for our paper. On the wall, facing the street very prominently. This site is now going to be redeveloped into sort of a mixed-use retail hotel environment. So it would be nice to see our old home, which we which well, I guess I would say we grew out of it, but we actually shrank out of it, transformed and remained an active part of the city life. You can see that Founders Plaza, with this fountain in the middle, is a sort of a really beautiful Beaux-Arts little square. And it was really one of the relatively few of the design elements that George Kessler, who I had mentioned, had the urban planner who gave us recreated the city and gave us Dealey Plaza after the 1908 flood. This is one of his sort of city beautiful, designs for the city, and a really lovely, amenable place. Looking behind it, behind Union Station, you'll see the Reunion Hyatt and Reunion Tower. And these are really some of my absolute favorite buildings in the city. Of course, the Lollipop Tower is a icon of the city. But I also love the hotel. It's incredibly dramatic looking. It's like a city skyline unto itself, this reflective mirror. I think very much speaks to Dallas's vision of itself in the city. And if you watch, the introduction to Dallas, the television show, with that amazing score opening, and the it sweeps in past this modern building with all reflective glass. It's about modernity and glamour and beauty. And inside the building is really special. It has this incredible apartment style atrium with external elevators. It was actually designed by a Los Angeles architect named Welton Beckett, but also shows the kind of development of the city. It's not on the city grid. It's sort of out behind, where it's only accessible by car. It's not really attentive to pedestrian life. So on the one hand, it's a place I really love, and on the other hand, it also shows some of the urban. It's not what you would call it, necessarily an urban friendly space. Okay, and here we move on to our next stop.